Let's see now, are there different kinds of rail fences, or are all rail fences built pretty much the same?
Well, all the rail fences built the same, but not built out the same thing. Some of them built out of oak, some out of pine. The split rails, you see, you have to go and take a mold and wedge and split rails. If you split them, get so much 100 for them.
Uh-huh. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Tell it. I can sleep on it.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where people might plant some crops?
Bottom.
Would you name some different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads? Uh-huh. Well, you take there's a road made out of gravel, a gravel road, then there's a cement road. Okay. That's the way that road out there is gravel, but it's got tar in it, and a heap of them is pulled with cement, straight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cement road and a gravel road. It's two different kinds.
Okay. And what about a kind that's just a
dirt road?
Yeah.
That's a straight dirt road. That's what we always used to.
Been used to.
Yeah.
Well, now what about a paved road that has a black surface? What would you call it?
That's blacktop.
Okay.
There's one right out there.
All right.
Blacktop.
And what about a paved road that has a light colored surface?
That's cement.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Come on up.
I see it.
Or would you have a term for that?
No, I don't know. Let's see what they call. No. I wouldn't know about that.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Or would you just call it a ditch?
Just call it a ditch.
Hi, how are you?
Come in, son. Have a seat. Get it.
What's your name,
honey? That's all right. No, it's all right.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
A dog. A no-count dog, all I could say.
Okay.
Doing something more to it.
This is a language study.
Language study.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make to each other?
Horses.
Uh-huh. Like that.
No, and that horse is hickle. Hickle is called it.
Wait. Come on.
Come on in.
Come on, children.
Sit down.
Them's my grandchildren, my daughters, come around that way.
Hi there, how are you? What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to play with?
I call it pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Clover.
Uh-huh, second growth.
Second row.
Oh, would you call it a second?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'd call a second row when you come up a second time.
Okay.
Volunteer.
Volunteer?
What, yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Volunteer. If it's done planted once and you cut it down and come up again, well, that's volunteer.
All right, fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. Let's see, what are some other things that your wife makes out of cornmeal?
You can make muffins. You can make muffins, and you can take cornmeal and cook the bread and make chicken. I know some people call it stuffing, and some people call it chicken dressing.
Okay. Let's see now. What's a little thing that's made out of cornmeal and onion, maybe? And it's in a little ball, and it's fried in deep fat, and people eat it with fish.
They call them, I can't call it right now, but I know what it is. The difference, I don't know now, but you eat fish with them, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Would you call them corn dodgers or hush puppies?
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Yeah, that's what you know. I couldn't get it. Hush puppies.